Good morning, Amy, and I am here with Joanne Wojtek, a regular guest, and you're not just speaking as program manager of NASA SOUP, but you have some other news this morning about another conference.
Well, we're working on building a new conference starting hopefully in April. It'll be an annual conference that will be a federal IT acquisition conference. We're trying to bring together all the main players of the acquisition contracting world. And it's going to be a one-day conference, have people like the NCMA Association that we're here, hopefully have them represent it, and other associations, have GSA, NIH, NASA, Department of Interior, and other big players in the acquisition world.
So what's the reason you're going to bring this all together? What's happening in the industry and the market now that you feel the need for this conference?
Well, I don't think that there's a good general IT acquisition conference anymore in D.C., and I felt that it's time to get us all together. A lot of misinformation goes off. Best thing to fight that is get more information out there, and I'm hoping that we can make this a good information exchange about all the different possibilities and ways people can do good acquisition in D.C.
Now, we're at the Government Contract Management Conference. What brings you here, for example, today?
I'm actually a member of the of NCMA. SOUP is a sponsor of it. We're strong supporters of the National Contract Management Association. They do a great job with training and providing certifications for the contracting world, and we just want to support that as part of our mission.
Now, at NASA SOUP, you have a perch where you see a lot of contracting officers because they all interact with your people in buying things from SOUP. What trends are you seeing from contracting officers? What are their problems and issues this year?
Oh, I think the problems are what they always are. You know, too much work and too little, too few people. Always needing more and more support, and just trying to deal with all the new mandates and old mandates and balancing to get the actual job done.
Now at SOUP, what are you seeing these days because of the continuing resolution? Are people continuing to buy now, or are we in limbo?
It's pretty constant every year that we have a continuing resolution, so we're used to that. So October, November, December are always our slowest months, although we did have a fair amount of usage. You know, people have learned enough how to plan their budget cycle so that they can get what they absolutely need in those months and then wait until later to get the things that they need but don't have to have at that moment.
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess maybe you can address a little bit. What should a contracting officer do in this period when it's should be the new fiscal year, but it's really a CR? What are some other things they can do to kind of get ready, repair the roof, make sure the cracks in the sidewalk are covered? What should they be doing now?
Well, it's a good time to be at the NCMA conference.
That's true.
Because it's a good time before you get into the rush of the full spending time. Good time to just understand what the different contracts are and what possible ways to get their job done. So I think it's actually not a bad thing to have a few months off before you get really rushed again.
Now, people like you that are operating the large procurement vehicles, and by the way, we're speaking with Joanne Wojtek. She's the program manager of NASA SOUP, a very popular contracting vehicle. In this time of, or just this morning, for example, Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, has announced 25 new initiatives for improving IT procurement. Probably haven't seen them all yet.
I haven't seen any of this yet.
But there's been a string of things coming from OMB. And so how are those affecting the vehicles such as SOUP?
Well, we're aware of the main things, and for us, one of the big pushes that we're fully supportive of is pricing and transparency. In fact, we just this week added a new feature to our website that when quotes are given back, we actually show the savings off of the contract catalog price. So because you often hear, we get better savings, but we actually never show it, so we decided to start showing that to our customers so they can better track how they're doing.
Yeah, that's something you just recently engineered. I think we talked about that a couple of months back, so it's almost as if people are shopping on Amazon now. They get that kind of functionality at SOUP?
Not quite there yet. We did the first step of that, which is against our catalog. The next step is what we talked about a few months ago, which is to look into getting it out to the other against commercial and contracts of other types.
So that means that you could compare SOUP to, say, somebody else's GWAC?
Well, if not the GWAC, at least commercially, and we still do that. I just did that this morning with for a customer, but we have to do it by hand right now. We're going to automate that.
And getting back to the conference today, what is it you hope to get out of this?
Well, for SOUP, it's just another way for us to meet with the COs and make sure that we're meeting their needs. as an NCMA member, it's great to hear that we have 800 people here and that we're going to see a lot of interaction and networking between COs and industry and government.
Yeah, there's a pretty big trade show here. Do you have a? Are you one of those booth people?
Yes, I am a booth babe.
So if I go to the NASA soup booth, do I get a mug, a pen, or a T-shirt?
A pen.
That's it. Gee whiz. I was hoping maybe, you know, a used workstation or something, nothing like that.
No, sorry.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, and have a great conference.
You're welcome.
And that's Joanne Wojtek. She is the program manager for NASA SOUP. And live from the Government Contract Management Conference in Arlington, Virginia, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.